This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Discrimination against those affected by COVID-19 coronavirus must be tackled head-on by governments everywhere, UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said on Thursday. In an appeal for transparency and information to help combat the disease, she told the Human Rights Council in Geneva it had set off a disturbing wave of prejudice against people of Chinese and East Asian ethnicity. Amid reports of xenophobic abuse aimed at Asian people in Europe and elsewhere, she called on member states to do their utmost to combat this and other forms of discrimination. Meanwhile, World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the situation could still develop into a full-blown pandemic. He spoke to journalists in Geneva.
Every country must be ready for its first case, its first cluster, the first evidence of community transmission, and for dealing with sustained community transmission. These are four scenarios. And it must be preparing for all of those scenarios at the same time. No country should assume it won't get cases. That could be a fatal mistake, and quite literally. This virus does not respect borders. It does not distinguish between races or ethnicities. It has no regard for a country's GDP or level of development. The point is not only to prevent cases arriving on your shores. The point is what you do when you have cases.
Also on Thursday, the UN Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues denounced the propagation of hate speech through social media, pointing to its direct contribution to a rise in hate crimes. Independent UN expert Ferdinand de Varenne called for the poisoning of minds online to be fully acknowledged and confronted. The last decade, he said, has seen minorities around the world facing new and growing threats, fueled by hate and bigotry being spewed through social media platforms. The UN experts stressed that the more hate speech is widespread, the more it becomes part of the mainstream and effectively normalized. This propagation of hate against minorities online must be stopped, he concluded. And finally to Syria, where a military escalation in the country's northwest is taking a catastrophic humanitarian toll. Senior UN humanitarian advisor Najat Rashdi expressed her gravest alarm at the rising number of civilians killed and the unprecedented number of people displaced. At a humanitarian task force meeting in Geneva, Ms. Rashdi reiterated the Secretary General's call for an immediate ceasefire and urged those present to ensure the protection of civilians and humanitarian access. As airstrikes and shelling continue in Idlib and Hama, she underscored that civilians need immediate safety, protection, and a respite from fighting. Ms. Rashdi said that all attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure, such as medical facilities, schools, and markets, must cease immediately. Liz Scafidi, UN News.